Folks, this segment is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Ultramatic Feeders, and the Red Dome Restaurant, Smokehouse, and Steak Pit in Quitman, Texas, which is, hands down, my favorite place to eat in the state of Texas. Well, folks, I tell you what it's time to do. It's time to go down to Lake Cooper. Cooper Lake, down in northeast Texas here, and visit with our buddy, Johnny Ward. Now, Johnny is Ward's Catfish Guide Service, and he's a pro catfisherman. Johnny, thank you for taking some time to be with us, buddy.
Good morning, Luke. How's it going?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I tell you, it's deer season. It's trophy blue catfish time. I'm happy. It's my time of the year, so I'm going to rate it about a 9.5 today on a scale of 10, Johnny. You've been catching some big old blue catfish down there at Cooper, haven't you?
Yes, sir. They're getting fired up.
It's wintertime. Some things in the outdoors, some of my guests, I have a pretty good handle. I've either fished with them, most of them I have, or I know fish the waters. Now, the only thing I've ever fished for at Lake Cooper is the hybrids and the sand bass. But I've always known that it's an awesome catfish place, and I've been seeing all these pictures that you post, Johnny, on these blues. Probably Cooper is a, from what I can tell, and you correct me if I'm wrong, it's kind of a sleeper when it comes to big blue catfish, or at least that's what I think it is.
Oh, absolutely. It's very underutilized considering how great it actually is. It's stocked plumb full of, 10, 15-pound blues. In the wintertime, it gets tough sometimes to catch smaller eaters. You pretty much stick with them 8 to 15-pound blues.
Yeah. Well, I've written a lot. You probably know you've read my stuff for all the years, and I love to catfish. Well, catfish radio, But I've caught some great big catfish. I guess the biggest one I ever caught was 53 pounds, and I know they get a lot bigger than that. But when it comes to winter blues, Johnny, what I like to target, or when I have the opportunity, I like those eaters because, man, out of cold water, those blue catfish up to about, 10 pounds, 2 to 10, something like that. It's hard to beat them in the skillet,
Yeah, that meat just pure white.
It is. It's snow white. Well, tell us about Cooper. Anything you tell me is going to be educational because I know nothing about fishing for blues in the winter or summer, for that matter. I know very little about Cooper. Do you drift a lot for them, or how do you go about catching them up there?
We do it all. We drift and we anchor. Typically, a lot of the fish on Cooper Lake are caught in the timber, and we'll just cruise through there scouting on the hummingbird side scan, looking around, and till they mark a couple good fish, and we'll set up on them, and just use cut shad, cut shad, cut carp, stuff like that. They love it.
Do you what kind of rig? Do you use just a Santee rig, or how do you rig up for them up there?
Yeah, for the most part, it's always Santee Cooper rig with the float with about an 18-inch leader. And a 3-ounce no-roll sinker.
Yes, sir. Yep.
And I use an 80-pound leader line because, like I say, we fish in the timber a lot, and they'll break it off quick if you get to use that light stuff.
So the key when you get one hooked is put some pressure on that rod. Try to get his head coming to you, right?
Yeah, you give them much time, they'll wrap up on you. It'll be nothing but a fish story after that.
That's the big one that got away. Yeah, I've been privy to a few of those stories in my career as a fisherman, too, I tell you, Johnny. That's interesting. So a lot of times, say you're just going and you want to catch, so you've got clients with you. Yeah, that's fine to catch a great big one, but, they'd like to catch a bunch of eaters. Do you kind of go the same route when you're fishing for, fish under 10 pounds?
Now, in the wintertime, if they prefer to catch just eaters, we'll go out there and drift that bait in about 30 to 40 foot of water. That shad will be probably 10 to 15 foot thick on the bottom out there. And you just go out there and look for busted up schools of bait and just drift, go upwind from them and drift through them with some good smaller pieces of cut shad fillets, and that'll usually pick up on the eater action.
Well, as a rule here lately, has it been, when you're wanting to catch numbers of them, has it been pretty dependable?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I went out there yesterday, actually, and we drifted yesterday. We had west wind, and it was pretty good action. We still had bigger cut baits out, so we missed out on a lot of smaller fish that we could have got if we downsized hooks and used smaller bait. But it was still plenty good, and I think they ended up with about 20 eaters, and you know, the average on them eaters was 3 to 7 pounds.
Yeah, so, boy. That's
it's a big old mess of fish.
For several gallon Ziploc bags, I'm sure. Two or three.
Yeah.
Well, now, as far as hooks go, what kind of hooks do you like to use, Johnny?
For the most part, I use 8-aught circle hooks.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, that's a pretty big hook for just eater action.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'll go down to about a 6-aught more in the spring to catch a lot more eaters.
Yep. Well, and Cooper is such it's a big lake, but the timbered area, well, if you're drifting, you're not in the timber. You know, you're finding some flats. Are you kind of concentrating on flats with humps or that kind of deal, or when you're drifting?
Yeah, flats right out there adjacent to the old river channel, you know, the South Sulphur River.
Uh-huh, yep.
And Cooper's about half and half, you know, timber and versus open water. It's got about 5 miles of solid boat arc timber, and it's got 5 miles of open water.
So when you're targeting the big ones, though, but you're depending, it's not a random catch a lot of times, Johnny, on the trophy ones. You're actually marking them and targeting individual fish lots of times, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, using the side scan fish finder.
Yes, sir. Yep. Well, how about on the top end, on the trophy size fish, tell us what kind of fish, what do you catch there at Cooper when you're going out for the big ones? I mean,
The biggest blue we've ever landed out there was 61.66 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
The lake record currently is 66 pounds for blue catfish. But typically, you know, it's not to walk it on catching consistent 50-pound fish.
Mm-hmm, right.
It's more to 20 to 40 pound fish that are very common in Cooper Lake.
Yeah. Well,
so
you know,
good trophy fish.
Well, as I've written in my, you know, articles for years, how many people have caught how many people have caught a 25 pound catfish? If you really take a poll, I mean, nowadays, since lakes like Tuwakini and Texoma, of course, is kind of the old granddaddy of the blue cats. And now you know, Lake Waco down there, too. That's another good blue catfish lake. But
yeah.
Cooper, you know, it's more and more people have fished with guys like you that know how to catch them, Johnny. So I guess it's more common. But not too many years ago, you asked people who's caught a 25-pound catfish to raise their hands. If you're in a room of fishermen, if there's 50 of them in there, not too many of them did it, unless back in the day it was on a trot line, you know.
Yeah. Oh, we're spoiled rotten, Luke. it's days I've been out there catching 20-pound fish and it's like, hey, we got to move. We got to go find bigger fish. It's crazy.
I know. It's as my friend Larry Wysoon, he's on the show with us every week, has been for 9 years, Mr. Whitetail. You know who I'm talking about. Larry, Larry's a good friend. He's told me many times we get to talking about how it was when we were boys. I'm approaching 70 years old, and Larry's a little older than me. You know, you might hunt all week when we were young and not even see a buck. He says, Luke, we're living in the good old days of deer hunting right now, and we are. And same with the catfishing, too, isn't it, Johnny?
Oh, yeah. I remember growing up, learning how to fish and stuff. We'd go out the same spot on Friday, Saturday night, fish for 4 or 5 hours, catch 6 or 7 gemcat, and say, hey, that was a good night.
Yes.
And that was before we discovered blue catfish. We didn't know they was even in the lake.
Yep. I grew up in Red River County, Johnny, up in north of Clarksville. I didn't know if you knew that. You probably did. But Dimple community up there, that's where I was raised. My dad used to have a store there in Dimple back in the 40s and 50s and up until the late 50s. But anyway, our deal was trot lining. We'd head up to Little River, up in southeast Oklahoma. Of course, that was before Broken Bow Reservoir, but there's a lake up there out of Ida Bell called Long Lost Lake. And I haven't been back there since I was a kid, Johnny, but we'd go up there and just hammer the catfish weighing 1.5 to 3 pounds, channel cat, you know.
Yeah.
But that was my catfishing, either that or at night you get you a chunk of chicken liver and a heavy weight and throw it out on the bottom so with a rod and reel, you know. But, yeah, catfishing has come a long, long way. And my whole goal, I want you to get back with us, and I want to help you get Cooper, get the information, more information out on Cooper. But my whole goal is to hook people up with guys like you and, you know, people that are out there doing it. So, Johnny, let's leave your information for people that might want something a little different. Go to Cooper and try catching some catfish out there. How do they contact you? And you can include Facebook if you want to.
Okay. They can reach me at my cell phone number at 903-249-1861. And they can check me out on Facebook at Ward's Catfish Guide Service.
Okay, Ward's Catfish Guide Service. Well, Johnny, hang on the phone after we get through here, buddy. But thanks a lot for the information up there at Cooper, and I want you to get back with us from time to time and keep everybody tuned in.
Yes, sir, we'll do it.
Folks, for the past 12 years, I have used my Smoking Texas electric smoker to cook literally hundreds of pounds of game meat and domestic meat. I've made sausage, jerky, cooked wild hog hams with them. They are absolutely awesome, and they're built to last. You can go to Smoking Texas, SmokinTex.com, and check out their line of smokers. There's different models, bigger ones and littler ones, depending on your needs. Or you can call Diz or Scott at 888-922-1511. Folks, I'd like to hook you up with Butcher Packer Supply. This company has everything you need for making jerky, sausage, curing meats at home, anything to do with home butchering. You can go online to butcher-packer, that's butcher-packer.com, and order everything that you need right there online.